Christian Audio presents Sticky Church by Larry Osborne, narrated by Tom Parks. To the congregation and staff of North Coast Church, your love for the Lord and willingness to do whatever He wants you to do are an inspiration to me. Part 1. The Sticky Church Advantage. Chapter 1. Sticky Church. If the back door of a church is left wide open, it doesn't matter how many people are coaxed to come in the front door, or the side door for that matter. Yet most churches give the back door scant attention. We've discovered lots of ways to reach people. We've offered the high-powered programs and slick marketing of attractional churches, the cultural savvy of missional churches, and the relational intimacy of small churches. But we've often become so focused on reaching people that we've forgotten the importance of keeping people. And that's the thesis of this book. Our churches need to be stickier. Stickier churches are healthier churches. They not only draw in spiritual window shoppers and lead them to Christ, they also grow them up to maturity. And that, after all, is what Jesus called us to do. He didn't tell us to go into all the world and sign people up. He didn't tell us to draw big crowds. He told us to make disciples, a task that includes baptizing people and teaching them to obey everything He commanded. Frankly, that's a task that takes some significant time. To pull it off, we need to be sticky. Why stickiness is so important. In one of Jesus' most famous parables, the parable of the sower, He told of a farmer casting seeds onto four types of soil, each representing a different response to the gospel. One of the soils was so hard that nothing could germinate. Another was so shallow that the plants sprouted quickly but couldn't dig their roots deep enough to withstand the furnace blast of a Middle Eastern summer's day. The third kind of soil was weed-infested, resulting in a crop that once again looked good for a while but eventually was choked off by what Jesus called the deceitfulness of riches and the desire for other things. Only the fourth type of soil, the one Jesus called the good soil, produced a harvest. Now, the point of this parable is straightforward. A great spiritual start is no guarantee of a happy ending. But somehow many of us have missed it. Just look at the way we typically respond to a burst of church growth or the baby steps of a new believer. We're quick to rejoice at the first signs of spiritual life, and rightfully so. But in most cases, while we hope that the growth lasts and continues, the sprouting of the seed is the main thing. That's what we count. That's what we celebrate. If the seed dries up and dies at the first sign of hardship, we're bummed, but we're hardly devastated. At least it sprouted and popped out of the ground, and that's a lot better than never having started at all. The same goes for anyone who starts out well and lasts for a while before being choked off by the weeds of worldly concern. We wish it hadn't happened. We wanted better for them, but at least they got off to a good start. Here's the problem. Unlike Jesus' original audience, few of us know much about farming. For most of us, the produce aisle is a close encounter with agriculture, so we completely miss the emotional response that anyone raised on a farm would have had to this parable. No farmer would ever be satisfied with initial growth killed off before harvest. If the soil in any portion of his field produced that result, he'd never plant there again. A crop that didn't last all the way to harvest was a financial disaster. The response wouldn't be a shrug and an oh well. It would be more akin to sackcloth and ashes. I realize that most scholars see the soil in this parable as representing the condition of individual hearts, and I agree, but the underlying principles are not only true for individuals, they are also true for the ministry of a local church. I also realize that this passage could easily springboard us into a centuries-old debate about eternal security, but that's not my point or within the scope of this book. Wherever you personally land on that one, the question of the day remains the same.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?